We are live here inside of Maryville High School for this tonight's matchup between the Maryville High School Spoof Hounds and the East Buchanan Bulldogs here. You're listening to KXP and the Bearcat Radio Network app. I'm your host, Jackson Phelps, here for the evening tonight. We have a great match between these two teams. It's a great night. It's been a very cold couple of weeks, but we finally get to play some basketball again. A lot of postponings with these games, but it's good to see these boys back out here on the court. Again, I'm Jackson Phelps here. You're listening to KXCB and the Bearcat Public Media app between tonight's match between the Maryville Spoof Hounds and the East Buchanan Bulldogs. But don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back with some more pregame after these messages.
Support for today's Spoof Hound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. More information at facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Also from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoof Hound pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
We are back here inside Maryville High School here for tonight's matchup between the Maryville Spoof Hounds and the East Buchanan Bulldogs. I'm your host, Jackson Phelps, here for the evening. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app, and tonight we have a great match between these two teams. The Spoof Hounds coming here 10-3 in their recent game a couple nights ago up in Council Bluffs, Iowa, against Abraham Lincoln, where they lost by 2 points, but are looking to get back into the win column here. After a couple of games that have been getting rescheduled, it's glad to see these boys back out here on the court and hopes to get a win back on the column. And against their opponents, the East Buchanan Bulldogs, they also come in here with a strong record of 10-2. Their recent game was against Central up in St. Joseph, Missouri, where they won 58-52. So both these teams come in here with a very strong record in hopes of a good win between these two. And on the stat sheet, a win against one of these two teams would look very good going into the playoffs as we enter in the second half of the basketball season here in the high school season. Some players to look out for here for the Maryville Spoof Hounds is Derek Quinlan and Delton Davis, both seniors, both playing football in the fall. But out here on the basketball court, they can switch it right away. They're both very, very fast. They're both very physical. And they both can shoot the ball very well. Derek Quinlan, one of the best shooters in the class. And getting to watch him play and getting to hear him for you guys is definitely a treat. Delton Davis, on the other hand, very physical and very fast, just like he is on the football field. Gets to the hoop very fast, gets a rebound, and can take it coast to coast in under 10 seconds and put a 2 on the scoreboard. Some of the ones to look out for are the McCollum twins. Both Tate and Peyton both know how to stretch the floor and get in to space to get open shots for some points for the Spoof Hounds tonight. We are about 5 minutes away here from tip-off between the Maryville Spoof Hounds and the East Buchanan Bulldogs. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be back with some more pregame after this.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. And the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or online at airforce.com. Support also comes from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with Gates water tanks and bulk bins, to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoil.com. And Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. Information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. For information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. This broadcast is also underwritten by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoof Hound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoof Hound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Welcome back into Maryville High School. You're listening to Bearcat, to Spoof Hound Basketball here on the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps, your host for the evening between the Maryville Spoof Hounds and the East Buchanan Bulldogs. Like I said, back in our last break, before our last break, both of these teams coming here with two very strong records. 10-3 for the Spoof Hounds and 10-2 for the Bulldogs. So both these teams looking to start the second half of the season with a very strong win. Maryville is coming off of a loss yesterday and is hoping to get back into the win column. That was against Abraham Lincoln, where they lost 85-83. So they're definitely looking to get a win back in the column, and a win against East Buchanan would be a very big win going into the second half of the season. We are about a minute and 45 seconds left away from tip. One thing to know here for the East Buchanan Bulldogs is that they have a four-game winning streak, so they are hot, and they're ready to come into an opposing gym here like the Hound Pound and get a strong and hard-fought win. But that's not going to come easy with this Maryville High School starting roster that we are about to announce, with some names like Derek Quinlan and Delton Davis here on the court, along with Peyton McCollum. Those three are definitely the ones that you're going to have to watch out if you're going to be East Buchanan tonight. So we are hopeful to see those three and the rest of the team shine bright here at home. Again, we are a minute and 10 seconds away from tip-off. We are about to announce starting lineups. And like I said, folks, we have had a very cold week up here in Maryville, so for these boys to come back out here is great. We will take a break and we'll be right back after the national anthem.
Support for Spoof Hound football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoof Hound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more, from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoof Hound Athletics. For information, CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Oak Point in Maryville,
an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. For information on services or upcoming events, facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville.
This Spoof Hound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, myfcsfinancial.com. And from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling. Services include anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700. Support also comes from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com. Also from Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at LacledeChain.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoof Hound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Welcome back into Maryville High School. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app here for tonight's game against the East Buchanan Bulldogs and our Maryville Spoof Hounds. We are just announcing starting lineups here. I'll go over the away team. But for our Spoof Hounds, starting at guard number one, Derek Quinlan. At the other guard position, number three, Delton Davis. At the three spot, Matthew Walter, Peyton McCollum, and at the center position, Titus McKim. And on the other side for the Bulldogs, number one, Aiden Smith, number two, Isaiah Watkins, number three, Gage Busby, and number 24, Clark Scott. Folks, we have a good one here inside the Hound Pound. Again, you're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps, your host for the evening. It's good to get basketball back here after the cold week. And we are ready for tip-off here between these two strong teams coming in to look for a win. One thing to note is the Spoof Hounds are very, very outsized. Hopefully that does not come into a factor for them. Ref blows the whistle. And we are ready for tip-off here. Tip goes off the head, but goes into the possession of Maryville. Out to the left corner, down to Peyton McCollum. Throws it over to Delton Davis on the right side. He's going to go left. He's going to go off the screen. He's going to look left to Davis. Comes around the corner. Goes left outside to the wing to Derek Quinlan again. Quinlan moves right. Up to McCollum at the top of the key. He's going to move left. Goes outside to Davis. Davis ends around the screen. No good. Goes off the hands of Titus McKim. My apologies, that goes off the hands of the Bulldogs. It'll remain Maryville basketball. Inbound to Titus McKim at the top of the key, back up to Davis. Davis swings it around to the left to Quinlan. Quinlan fakes the shot. Quinlan swings it over. Back over to Davis. Inside to Peyton McCollum. McCollum pump fakes. Passes over to Quinlan. Quinlan moves right. Ends around to Davis. Davis takes a tough layup, and it's blocked away. The block there was by Gage Busby, as Davis tried to move around the block. It'll remain Spoof Hound basketball. Inbound to Delton Davis outside to the right. It's Derek Quinlan. Quinlan back out to Peyton McCollum. McCollum takes a tough three. Doesn't go. And it'll go off the hands of Titus McKim. And it'll go back. And it'll go to the Bulldogs. Inbound to the ball, Clark Scott. Bringing up the ball is Isaiah Watkins. Watkins guarded by McCollum. Over to Smith. Aiden Smith at the top of the key. He's going to look right. Shot by the Bulldogs. No good. Rebounded by Peyton McCollum. McCollum's going to storm up the court looking for someone to go in transition. McCollum moves left. Backs down his defender. Out to Quinlan at the top. Quinlan moving left off the screen from Titus McKim. Back over to Matthew Walter. Walter's going to move left. Back over to Quinlan, and the pass goes off the hands of Walter. Just could not connect with Quinlan there, and it'll go to the Bulldogs. A couple of messy possessions from Maryville here. Tough shot from the Bulldogs. It'll be Watkins driving in, and a foul's going to be called on the shot. Well, that foul was before the shot, but a foul against Maryville. It'll be the team's first. It'll be Bulldog basketball at the baseline. Aiden Smith to inbound the ball for the Bulldogs. He's going to look down low to Isaiah Watkins. Watkins putting on a spin. Over to Dylan Davidson. Davidson off the screen. In a travel. Dylan Davidson travels as he tried to take his gather in his two steps, but ref saw a little bit more than that, so it'll go back to Maryville. Inbound goes to Peyton McCollum. Back over to Quinlan, and Quinlan fires the ball out of bounds. So three turnovers from the Hounds. Quinlan guarding his man. Bulldogs with the ball at the top of the key. Moves inside, and he scores it. That's Dylan Davidson off the couple passes. Sets up the screen, moves off of it, and drives right in. Inbound goes up to Matthew Walter. Walter fires it over to McCollum at the right side. Half-court press here by the Bulldogs, trying to draw Maryville a little bit off. Gets the ball past half-court. Peyton McCollum is going to move left. Looking for someone. He's going to fire it over to Davis. Davis moves along the baseline. Fires a pass, and it's taken away by the Bulldogs. Bringing up the ball is Gage Busby. Busby backing down his man. Up to Dylan Davidson, fires it over to Aiden Smith. Smith fires up a three, no good. Rebounded by Delton Davis, but it goes off the hands of Delton Davis on the rebound, so it'll remain Bulldog basketball with 5:17 remaining. It's 2-0. Bulldogs lead and Bulldogs basketball on the baseline. Goes up to Busby. Back up to Aiden Smith. Smith over to Busby on the wing. Busby fakes a shot. He's going to move left. Fires it over to Dylan Davidson. Davidson's going to take a tough layup inside. No good. Rebounded by Titus McKim. Quinlan with the ball. Fires it over to Peyton McCollum. McCollum for three. No good. But rebounded by McKim. McKim puts up a tough two, and he goes in. Tie game over, but with a great rebound and put by McKim. But Davidson not taking any time to get down the court. And a travel is called. My apologies. That was a travel. Davis over to Peyton McCollum. Again with the half-court press from the Bulldogs. Back over to Davis. Davis storming down the court. And a travel is called on Delton Davis. Taking too many steps there. It'll go back to the Bulldogs. A couple of messy possessions from these teams here. Just trying to simply get the ball to pass. Very, very aggressive on the defensive side. It's what you love to see. As a basketball fan, Bulldogs liking to move the ball at the top of the key. Davidson's going to take a tough two, and it is no good. Rebounded by Walter. McCollum takes the ball up. Peyton McCollum off the nice pass. Fakes the shot, puts another shot up. No good. Rebounds. Gets his own rebound. He's going to take a three at the other corner. No good. And rebounded, and it'll be an over-the-back call called on Titus McKim as he tried to get the rebound over the Bulldogs. And it'll be Bulldogs basketball. Subbing in for East Buchanan, it's going to be Ben Rode. Bulldogs with the ball, taking it past half court. Aiden Smith down low to Clark Scott. Scott's moving against Delton Davis. Ball goes past half court, and it's stolen away by Quinlan. Quinlan puts up a tough layup and no good, but a foul is called. Quinlan's going to go to the line for two to get Maryville a lead here. And it was on Isaiah Watkins' first personal and first team foul for the Bulldogs. Quinlan with his first shot. And it falls. It's now 3-2 Maryville. Quinlan's second shot goes. 4-2 lead, Maryville. It's going to be Aiden Smith with the ball taking it up. Bulldogs like to play up on the perimeter. Isaiah Watkins fakes the shot. He's going to go up to the layup, and as he goes up, a foul's called. Two shots for Isaiah Watkins as a very, very tough look there goes in his favor. Maryville's third team foul here. We'll send Isaiah Watkins to the line for two. His first shot is good, making the score 4-3, Maryville. Subbing into the game is number two, Tate McCollum, the brother of Peyton McCollum, who does come off. Watkins' second shot is good, tying the game up at four. Press defense, Quinlan. Manning the offense, just like he does on the football field, up to Walter. Walter looking for someone to pass to on his pivot foot, trying not to travel, getting pressed by the Bulldogs. Tate McCollum back to Quinlan at the top of the key, trying to slow down the tempo for the Hounds. Quinlan coming off the screen. He's going to move left on Busby. Fires over to Walter on the right corner. Back to Quinlan, top of the key for three. Rebounded by Walter. Off the three. Over to Tate McCollum for three. It goes! Tate McCollum for three. Makes the score 7-4. Over to Isaiah Watkins. He puts up a three, no good, and a foul is called against Clark Scott off the rebound. Tate McCollum giving that slight edge of advantage to the Hounds that they needed to start this game off here in the first quarter. Maryville does very well passing the ball, just trying to get someone to get an open look for even a split second to get a shot off. Fires it over to Tate McCollum from Dalton Davis. Back up to Quinlan. Quinlan's going to move left. He's going to move right off the screen from Davis. Back over to Tate McCollum. He goes for another three. No good. Rebound, Dalton Davis. Davis puts up a tough two. But rebounded by Walter. And it goes. Matthew Walter for two. Makes the score 9-4. Eastby Gannon getting the ball off the inbound quickly. Firing it off. Isaiah Watkins for three. No good. Rebounded by Tate McCollum. McCollum at the top of the key. Tries to get the ball stolen away, but maintains possession up to Quinlan at the top. Quinlan's going to move right. Puts a move over left. Spins inside. Nice layup. Derek Quinlan for two. Puts a couple fancy moves and drives into the lane with ease. Passes it up. Fakes the shot. Moving inside. Tough layup. It goes for Seth Spencer. Makes the score 11-6, Maryville. Up to Matthew Walter. Walter moving down the court. Down to Davis. Davis trying to get the ball. Puts it back up top to Quinlan. Quinlan off the screen. He's going to fake the shot. Moves left. Off another screen. He's going to move left again. Over to Davis in the corner for three. No good. Rebounded by Isaiah Watkins. Watkins is going to move the ball past half court. Trying to make some moves. Spencer. Over to Rode, Rode over to Watkins. Back over to Aiden Smith at the left shoulder. He's going to move it back over to Isaiah Watkins. He's going to man down Tate McCollum. Back over to Seth Spencer for three. It goes! Seth Spencer a three, and a timeout is called by Maryville. The score is at 11-9. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. We'll be right back after this.
This is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
We're back here inside Maryville High School, coming off of the break and off of a very nice three from Seth Spencer to narrow the lead down for the Hounds to two. It's 11-9 with a minute 14 seconds left. Maryville basketball, you're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. Lucas Veritaler makes his first appearance into the game. Quinlan at the top of the key with the ball. trying to man the offense here. He moves right off a nice move. Back over to Davis. Swings it over to Walter. Walter puts up a tough three. No good. Rebound by Aiden Smith. Smith looking for someone to pass to right off the inbound. They like to do that here for the Bulldogs. Over to Ben Rode. Rode at the top of the key. Back over to Isaiah Watkins. Watkins down to Aiden Smith. Smith over to Busby. Busby, Manny down, fakes the shot. Back over to Watkins at the top. Back over to Aiden Smith with 33 seconds on the clock here in the first. Back over to Watkins. Watkins back over to Aiden Smith. Smith for three. It goes, Aiden Smith. Back-to-back threes for the Bulldogs makes the score 12-11, East Buchanan. Feritaler up to Tate McCollum. McCollum back over to Feritaler. Derek Quinlan with 13 seconds left. 10. Quinlan moves. 8. Quinlan gets the screen from Davis. 5 and the 3. It goes! Derek Quinlan for 3 before the half ends. Makes the score 14-12. And at the end of the first, Derek Quinlan puts up a nice 3 to give the Hounds an edge. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back for some more second quarter play.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
We are back here inside Maryville High School. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps, and coming off of the break, just before the break, Derek Quinlan with a nice 3 to beat the buzzer to give the Maryville Spoofhounds a 14-12 lead entering the second quarter of play. But these Bulldogs came here to play. Very physical, very fast, love to pass the ball right off the inbound, and they get down the court fast and score. Isaiah Watkins and Aiden Smith both know how to get this ball down the court fast and score. It'll be Bulldog basketball here with a 14-12 lead for the Hounds. It'll be Watkins to start the ball. It's going to end it around to Aiden Smith. Smith manning down Walter. Back up to Davidson. Davidson moving left. Finds Spencer. Spencer. McCollum takes a shot, but no call. Shot. No good from Clark Scott. It'll be rebounded by Delton Davis. Passes it up to Tate McCollum. He's going to get the offense started. Back up to Matthew Walter. Walter at the right corner. Back up to Quinlan at the right shoulder. Quinlan loves to slow down the tempo, which is why Maryville has gotten a lot of points. Quinlan, nice pass up to Walter. Walter's going to move along the baseline, fires it over to Tate, and it looks like he is going to travel along the baseline, trying to pass it over to McCollum on the corner, so it'll be Bulldog basketball here. A couple of miscues here to start this first half for the Maryville Spoofhounds. Something that they got to look, but a nice pass up on the baseline, no good, again from Clark Scott, rebounded by the Hounds. Derek Quinlan is going to have the ball here. Over to McCollum at the left. McCollum moves to the top. Trying to find someone to cut. Davis on the end around. Delton Davis over to Tate McCollum. Over to Quinlan. Quinlan off the screen. Fakes the shot. He's going to move along the baseline. Tries to find someone at the top. Down low is, and it's up is Walter. Walter puts up a three. It goes! Matthew Walter for three for the Hounds. And the Hounds get back-to-back scores as threes, so it's 17-12 Maryville. Aiden Smith over to Spencer. Spencer puts up a tough shot on the shooting foul. So Seth Spencer. Never mind, they called the foul before the shot. So it'll be Bulldog basketball. He's going to throw it up to Clark Scott. Over to Watkins on the left shoulder. Watkins fakes the shot, moves inside. Over to Aiden Smith. Aiden Smith over to Dylan Davidson. Over to Scott, back over to Smith. Smith is going to jab. Back over to Davidson. He's going to move inside. Puts up a tough layup over Veritaler. No good. Rebound, Delton Davis. Derek Quinlan with the ball. He's going to move right. He's going to go fast. Finds Davis in the corner for three. Puts it up. No good. Misses badly. Rebound Aiden Smith. Smith up to Spencer. Spencer moves along the baseline, puts up a tough layup. No good, but a foul is called. So Seth Spencer does go to line for two. The score is 17-12. Maryville here with 5 minutes and 51 seconds left in the second quarter of play. And Seth Spencer's at the line for two for the East Buchanan Bulldogs. His first shot is good. Coming in for the Bulldogs is Ty Engel. His second shot is good, making the score 17-14, Maryville. Coming off, Seth Spencer. Coming in is Gage Busby for the Bulldogs. Up to Veritaler. Veritaler up to Tate McCollum. McCollum puts up a three of his own. It goes! Nothing but nylon for Tate McCollum. For three, 20-14, Maryville. Isaiah Watkins finds Busby in the corner. He's going to put up a three of his own. Just short, rebounded by Veritaler. Tough rebound. Maryville is coming off of two straight threes. It's Matthew Walter up the court. Puts up some nice moves. Moves inside. He's going to put up a tough layup, and it's all ball, but the ref is going to call a foul on that. Matthew Walter is going to go to the line for two. Score is 20-14 with Matthew Walter at the line for more. First shot no good, just goes out. Coming into the game for the Spoofhounds, it's going to be number 21, Colson Freeman. His second shot does go. It's 21-14 here. Isaiah Watkins moving the ball up fast for the Bulldogs. Over to Engel. Engel moves inside, puts up a floater layup, no good, rebounded by Isaiah Watkins. Back over to Davidson on the corner. Fires it over to Engel. Engel moves it around to Busby on the other corner. He moves inside. Over to Davidson. Davidson trying to get a shot. Maryville playing great defense. Isaiah Watkins trying to get something to go. Nice pass to Engel. Back over to Watkins. Watkins over to Engel. Off the screen. Over to Isaiah Watkins. And a foul is going to be called against Tate McCollum on the block as he tried to move along the baseline. So it'll remain Bulldog basketball for a reset. Up to Isaiah Watkins. He puts up a deep three, and it goes! Isaiah Watkins with a deep three, and it goes, making the score 21-17. Maryville Quillen with the ball. Moving along over to Walter. Walter over to Quinlan. 4 minutes and 30 seconds left to play here in the second. Guarded tightly. And they caught Derek Quinlan with his tip of his heel out of bounds, so it'll go to the other way. It looked like he was just hugging that out of bounds line, but the ref probably saw a little bit of a sliver of a shoe. So it'll go back to the Bulldogs. Aiden Smith back in the game for the Bulldogs, bringing the ball up the court. Over to Spencer. Back over to Isaiah Watkins. Watkins moving inside back to Spencer. He's going to go in. Coming into the game, Lucas Viertaler. That's going to be a foul called against Maryville. Looks like a pushing foul. Back into Busby, back into Watkins. Watkins' shot is no good, rebounded by Quinlan. Quinlan at the top of the key. Off the screen from Delton Davis, back over to Colson Freeman. Freeman moves along the baseline. Good pass over to Walter, he puts up a three. Boom! Matthew Walter for three, makes the score 24-17. But the Bulldogs over to Aiden Smith. He puts up a three of his own. No good. Rebounded by Veritaler. Colson Freeman with the ball back to Quinlan. 7-point lead for the Spoofhounds here. They're on a run. Back over to Veritaler. He'll put up a three. No good. Last touch by the Bulldogs. It'll remain Maryville basketball. Matthew Walter to inbound the ball here. Back over to Freeman. Freeman at the left corner. Ball's tipped and stolen away by Isaiah Watkins on the ground, trying to find someone to pass it to, over to Busby. Busby, and it is going to be blocked, but the ref is going to call it a foul against Derek Quinlan. So Busby's going to go to line for two. Gage Busby at the line for two here. Scores 24-17, Maryville. Busby's first shot is good. Second shot is no good. Rebounded by Colson Freeman up to Veritaler. Up to Quinlan, who's bringing the ball up the front. He's going to try and find Walter on an end around, and he does. Walter's going to move around there. Tough pass to himself. He's going to put up a tough layup. Doesn't go. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. Seth Spencer. Up to Rode. Rode over to Aiden Smith. Smith for three. Rims out. And it looks like a couple people have touched it, and they're going to say Colson Freeman last touched it. So it'll remain Bulldog basketball. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left to play in the second. Maryville is leading 24-18 against the East Buchanan Bulldogs. Going to inbound to Busby, and a push is going to be called against Delton Davis. And they are going to get in the bonus after that foul against Delton Davis. So Gage Busby will go to line for 1-1. Busby's second time at the line here tonight. And his first is good, making the score 24-19, Maryville. And his second shot does not go. Rebounded by Walter. Quinlan with 2 minutes and 44 seconds left. Bringing the ball up the court for the Hounds. Quinlan's going to put a step back move for three. Nasty, and it goes. Derek Quinlan, a nice step back three. Giving the lead 27-19 for the Hounds. Aiden Smith over to Seth Spencer. He'll put up a three of his own, and he matches. Three from Seth Spencer. Makes the score 27-22, Maryville. Quinlan bringing the ball up the court again. He's going to move left, and he is going to put a couple moves. And he's going to go inside to Freeman. Nice pass from Quinlan, and it just rims out. But the pass on the inbound goes haywire for the Bulldogs. It'll go back to the Hounds. Both these teams so aggressive with trying to score fast and equal, and we are going to get a timeout here. We're going to take one with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app here in this tightly contested game, 27-22 Maryville. We'll be right back after this.
Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
We're back inside Maryville High School here. 2 minutes and 3 seconds left. Coming out of the break, it'll be Maryville basketball. They're up by 5, 27-22. Derek Quinlan with the ball here. Again, you're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps here with you guys this evening. Quinlan's going to get open. He's going to get triple teamed down low. Is wide open is Titus McKim. And he puts it in for two. Makes the score 29-22. Aiden Smith with the ball. Aiden Smith moving inside, and a foul is going to be called. A block against Matthew Walter. He's going to go to line for 1-1. It'll be Aiden Smith at the line. And his two shots go. With a minute and 39 seconds left, it's 29-24 Maryville. Dalton Davis at the left side. Davis fires over to Derek Quinlan. Quinlan with the ball on the right shoulder. Quinlan makes a move left. And he's going to put up a three, and it goes. Derek Quinlan putting moves on his defenders. It goes. And a foul is called against Titus McKim as the Bulldogs get down the court pretty fast. Dylan Davidson's first shot is no good. Derek Quinlan has been putting on a show in the first half for the Hounds. And his second shot is no good. And it is going to be rebounded by Miles Pointer. And the foul is going to be called against Miles. My apologies, it's going to be a foul on the rebound against the Bulldogs. So it'll be Maryville basketball here with a minute and 12 seconds left to play. Dalton Davis is going to fire it up to Quinlan. Quinlan down low to Titus McKim, who finds himself open again. Puts the basket in for two, and we have a 10-point lead here for the Spoofhounds. Aiden Smith bringing the ball up the court. He's going to put up a shot at the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Lucas Vertaler. Fires it down the court to McKim again. And a foul is called against the Bulldogs. Derek Quinlan and Titus McKim have been having a great connection here. For some reason, Titus McKim has been left alone down low inside. And has managed to get open and find easy shots for two. Over to Quinlan, who's on the right side. Off the screen from Pointer. Derek Quinlan, another three. No good. Rebounded by Vertaler. Over to Davis, back to Vertaler. Ends around to Quinlan. Over to Vertaler. Vertaler moves left. He's going to put up a tough layup inside. No good. Rebounded by Vertaler. He puts up another layup. No good, but a foul is called against the Bulldogs. So Vertaler is going to go to line for two. Vertaler's first shot is good, making the score 35-24. Maryville with 30.4 seconds left of here in the first half. And Vertaler's second shot is good. 36-24 Maryville with 30 seconds left to play here. Busby's at the wing. Busby moves inside. Fires it over to Spencer. Spencer for three. It goes. Seth Spencer for three. And down to Quinlan. Quinlan gets double teamed. Over to Pointer. Back over to Quinlan. Fires it over to Davis. Davis inside to McKim. McKim again down low for two. With 2-1. And that's the end of the first half here. Maryville leads 38-27 here at the Hound Pound. That is going to be halftime, folks, here. You are listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We're going to take a break, and we will be back with some halftime content.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And the Maryville Forum, For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. More information at facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Also from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
We are back here inside Maryville High School here with some halftime, with the Maryville Spoofhounds leading 38-27 against the East Buchanan Bulldogs. Some great players to name is Derek Quinlan, as he always puts on a show for us. But here in this first half against such a tough team and a tough defense against East Buchanan, he has managed to put up amazing looks for three, and he was able to capitalize on those looks. I don't have an exact number of how many points he scored, but he was a definite reason as why Maryville has had such a commanding lead. He knows how to manage the offense, knows how to slow down the tempo, and really knows how to move everyone around the court to find that pin-perfect spot and a good look for anywhere. Another person to look out for is Titus McKim. He's just managed to put himself in the correct area on the court, which is down low. And for some reason, East Buchanan's defense keeps leaving him wide open, and a great look for Derek Quinlan to just fire the ball down low and get an easy two. But Maryville, again, has been playing some amazing defense as well. That's why they have such a great lead against a great offense as East Buchanan. You know, Maryville being so undersized as they are, they played so competitively and just so so strong and tough that I think it's just been a lot for the East Buchanan Bulldogs to handle. They're very fast, they're very physical, like I said, as we were talking about in pregame. But I think Maryville's done a great job to hold their own and hold, you know, East Buchanan to 27 and up by 11 points. So we'll be right back with some more halftime here. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. And the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or online at airforce.com. Support also comes from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with Gates water tanks and bulk bins, to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoil.com. And Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. Information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. This broadcast is also underwritten by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
We're back inside Maryville High School, or otherwise known as the Hound Pound. We have about 3 minutes and 33 seconds until the second half gets underway. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps here. We were just talking about in the last break how dominant the Maryville Hounds have been coming up against a very oversized and very tough and physical team as East Buchanan is. And I think for them to be able to hold their own for the second half of play is going to be something that they need to continue. They only held them to 27 points, which is pretty good. And an 11-point lead coming into the second half of play is going to be a big help for this Maryville offense. And I think that they're going to have a very strong finish. And I think whoever has just managed to, you know, limit the turnovers, you know, crash the boards, and whoever can attack first, you know, off the break, whoever can, you know, go down the floor the fastest and put the ball in the hoop will come away with the win here. So 11 points is not much. But it is enough for Maryville to have a slight edge coming in to the second half of play. We're going to take another quick break here. This is Halftime on the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after these messages.
Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For information, compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. For information on services or upcoming events, facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, myfcsfinancial.com. And from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling. Services include anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700. Support also comes from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com. Also from Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at LacledeChain.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
We are back inside Maryville High School for the second half of play. The teams have come out of the tunnel, got their pregames in, pre-shots in, and we are ready to kick off this second half of play. It'll be Bulldog basketball inbounded to Aiden Smith. The Bulldogs down 38-27. It'll be Busby on the right side. Back over to Davidson, over to Smith. Smith is going to fake the shot, moves left. Over to Isaiah Watkins. Watkins step backs, puts up a three. No good. Rebounded by Walter. Walter gets the rebound for the Hounds, and Walter's going to start it up. Peyton McCollum bringing it up for the Hounds. Fires it over to Delton Davis. Davis puts up a tough shot inside. He's going to draw the foul.
First
Over to Peyton McCollum off the inbound. McCollum over to Davis on the wing. Back over to Quinlan. Quinlan's going to move the ball over to the top of the key. He's going to find Davis on the outside. Davis is going to put a nice move inside. He's trying to get up but closed down by the Bulldogs. Peyton McCollum's going to do the same thing, move to the baseline, but closed down right away. Over to Walter. Walter fakes the shot. Back over to Peyton McCollum. McCollum for three. Bang! Peyton McCollum for three to start off the second half for the Hounds. It's 41-27. Davidson moves along the baseline. Busby for three on the wing. It goes. Busby answers with his own. It's 41-30. Coming off a three from Gage Busby. Derek Quinlan moving inside. Back over to Walter. Walter inside. He's trying to find someone to get. No good, and it's going to be rebounded by Gage Busby over to Aiden Smith. Smith over to Davidson. Davidson moving inside, puts up a nice layup off the glass. It goes, and it's 41-32. Maryville. And going down on the drive is Peyton McCollum. It goes out of bounds off the Bulldogs, and it'll stay with Maryville. Inbounding the ball is Quinlan up to Delton Davis at the top. Davis over to Quinlan. Quinlan's going to fake the shot. Jabs, moves right. Down low to the free throw line. McCollum tries to move along the free throw line. McCollum over to Walter, over to Quinlan. Quinlan moves off the screen. He's going to try and find someone to pass. Over to Walter. Walter fakes the shot, moves over to the free throw line. Fakes. Fires back up to Peyton McCollum. McCollum spins. Walter. Gets back down, can't shoot the three. Over to Quinlan. Nice defense from the Bulldogs. Quinlan's going to move left. Fires over to Davis, and Davis cannot secure the pass. And it'll go back to the Bulldogs. Bulldogs coming out of the break with a great couple of possessions, trying to see if they can get three in a row here. Aiden Smith. Going to fire it over to Busby. Busby moves around. Isaiah Watkins is going to come off. Puts up a floater layup, and it goes. Bulldogs are hot right now. Three straight scores, making the score 41-34, Maryville. That bucket came off of Isaiah Watkins. Peyton McCollum up to Derek Quinlan. Delton Davis ends around to McCollum. McCollum for three. It goes. Peyton McCollum. With another three, makes a score 44-34. Bulldogs over to Busby. Busby moves along the baseline. Fires over to Aiden Smith, but it's going to be fouled by Titus McKim. Team's first foul for Maryville. Aiden Smith inbounds the ball, and a great pass to Clark Scott for two, right off the inbound. Peyton McCollum bringing the ball up for the Hounds. He's going to move left. Trying to tell his offense to get down low. Peyton McCollum is going to stutter step. Can't go anywhere. He's stopped. Over to Walter. Walter tries to do the same thing. Stopped inside as well. Great inside defense from the Bulldogs. And they're going to call Peyton McCollum going inside with the travel. Great inside defense from the Bulldogs so far. Anytime the Hounds this second half have tried to move inside, they shut it down immediately. The Hounds need to keep looking at that perimeter and keep splitting it up. Aiden Smith moving inside, trying to continue this streak from the Bulldogs. Over to Busby. Busby's going to end it around to Dylan Davidson. Outside to Smith for three. No good. Misses badly. Quinlan with the ball here, trying to get the Hounds back in check here, coming out of the second half. Quinlan's going to move inside down low. He's going to over to Delton Davis, back to Walter. Quinlan's going to pop off the screen. Walter's going to challenge inside. He puts up a tough layup, doesn't go. Rebound Busby. Busby up to Clark Scott. Over to Davidson. Fires over to Aiden Smith. Smith up to Busby. Busby's going to move down low and put up a nice layup and one. Count the basket. Busby continuing this Bulldog streak in a run here, as it is 44-38, having a chance to add one more to that. Tate McCollum and Lucas Veritaler checking in for the Hounds. Matthew Walter and Titus McKim checking out. Busby at the line for one. And his one is good, making the score 44-39. Maryville with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left to here in the third quarter. Derek Quinlan with the ball. He's going to move the ball around the wing to Veritaler. Veritaler trying to find somewhere inside to go. Back up to McCollum at the left wing. McCollum double-teamed quickly. McCollum trying to man this offense at the top. He's going to move inside. Puts up a tough jumper. Doesn't go. Rebound Busby. Aiden Smith moving the ball up the court for the Bulldogs. Fires it over to Spencer. Spencer fakes the defender, puts up a tough layup, doesn't go. Delton Davis, a tough rebound over the back. Derek Quinlan moves the ball up to Veritaler. Veritaler over to McCollum. Quinlan fakes the shot. He's going to put it up from the logo. No good. Out of bounds. Hounds are going to have to try and minimalize this pressure put on by the Bulldogs here. They keep managing to split their defense and just find open shots. Aiden Smith moving the ball up for the Bulldogs. Over to Busby down low. Busby's going to have a clear shot to the lane, and he blows it. Missed layup from Busby. Goes back on defense quickly to try and stop this Maryville offense. Over to Veritaler. Veritaler's going to try and end the ball around. Over to McCollum for three. Much needed. And a three is good for the Hounds. And Peyton McCollum, my apologies, that's his brother, Tate McCollum, with a three to inch back on that run by the Bulldogs. It is 47-39. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back after these messages.
Game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Veertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
We are back inside Maryville High School, coming off of the nice three from Tate McCollum to try and stop that Bulldog run. It is still 47-39 Maryville. They still have that commanding lead, but the Bulldogs are doing everything that they can to inch back that they can. It'll be Bulldog basketball off the break with 2 minutes and 18 seconds left of play here in the third quarter. Aiden Smith with the ball. He's going to go right with the ball. He's going to fire it over to Isaiah Watkins. Double-teamed immediately. Over to Busby. Busby's going to man his defender down low. Spins on Delton Davis. He puts it up. No good. Rebound by Davis. Derek Quinlan with the ball. Fires it over to Tate McCollum. Another three. Nylon! Tate McCollum for three again. 50-39 Maryville. Over to Watkins on the left side. Watkins spins down low on Tate McCollum. Fires, no good. Rebound on the ground by rebounded by Watkins. Watkins jabs. Fires down low to Busby. And a push by Davis on Busby. It'll be Bulldog basketball. Minute 33 left to play here in the third quarter. Tate McCollum for the Hounds. Back-to-back threes, making the score 50-39, Maryville. And a timeout is called. We're going to take one with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after these messages.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
We're back out of the break. It is 50-39, Maryville. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps here. Coming out of the break, it'll be Bulldog basketball. Refs are giving a talk to the Maryville head coach here. Matt Stokeline. Inbound down low to Busby. Back up down low. He's going to take an easy layup. That's Ben Rode. Easy lane down low. And it'll be Peyton McCollum bringing the ball down low. Spencer top defense over to Davis. Davis moves inside. He's going to put up a tough layup off the glass. It goes. Davis answers right back. Down low to Watkins. Back up to Spencer. Spencer along the baseline. Down low to Busby. Busby over to Rode. Rode for three. Off the glass. No good. Rebound by Davis. Tate McCollum with under a minute to play here in the third. Maryville leads 52-41. Obi Quinlan, who is down low. He's going to fire it over to Vertaler. Back over to Tate McCollum. McCollum puts up a nice spin. Trying to find someone to pass it down low. It's going to be Peyton McCollum. McCollum out deep to Delton Davis. Back to Peyton McCollum for three. What a play! Peyton McCollum with another Spoofhound three, making the score 55-41. Spencer's going to move down low. Nice layup in. It goes. 55-43. With 20 seconds left to play. Peyton McCollum here. At the top of the key with 9 seconds left here. He's going to move left. Puts a nice floater layup over Busby, and it goes. With 2 seconds, one. And at the end of the third quarter, it is 57-43 Maryville. Off of amazing passes and some threes. Maryville leads. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media App. I'm Jackson Phelps. We will be right back after these couple of messages.
Today's game's underwritten by the Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments, coordinating the Affordable Connectivity Program to help those struggling to afford internet service at home. Joy can help at 660-582-5121, extension 1. Marketing assistance from the FCC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information is on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC.
We're back at Maryville High School coming off the third quarter. Maryville leads 57-43. Maryville in that third quarter started off a little bit slow, but at the end managed to get hot and find some great openings for three and some tough takes for two that went. All that Maryville has to do for this fourth quarter play is to minimize the pressure that the Bulldogs place on them coming off of the inbounds. Off the inbounds, the Bulldogs love to run that ball down the baselines and try to find those openings to just split the D and find easy twos. But Maryville at the end kind of figured that out. So hopefully they keep that same level there, and it'll be Maryville basketball here to start the fourth quarter of play here at Maryville High School. It'll be Peyton McCollum to inbound the ball. Over to Derek Quinlan. Quinlan over to McCollum. Back over to his brother Tate. Tate double-teamed immediately. Over to Peyton. Over to Derek Quinlan. Quinlan back over to McCollum. Back over to Quinlan. Quinlan fires a deep three. Nylon! Derek Quinlan starts the fourth with a three. 60-43 Maryville. Putting a shelf for us, Mr. Quinlan. He's going to move inside. It's going to be a Watkins moving inside. It's going to be a foul called against Maryville, trying to grab that ball out. It'll be Bulldog basketball at the inbound coming off the foul. First team foul for Maryville. He's going to inbound it to Rode. Rode puts up a tough two. No good. Rebound, Delton Davis. It'll be Quinlan here with the ball. Over to Peyton McCollum. McCollum spin move. Tough jumper. No, rebounded by Rode. Fires over to Isaiah Watkins. Back over to Spencer for three. No good. Rebounded by McCollum. Nice rebound. Quinlan moving the ball down fast. He's going to fake the pass. And an easy layup. Derek Quinlan. Back-to-back buckets for the Hounds. 62-43. Spencer trying to move on Tate McCollum. He cannot. Rebounded by Delton Davis. Peyton McCollum coming off the screen. Moves left, trying to fire back to Quinlan. Quinlan with another three. No. Rebounded by Clark Scott. Isaiah Watkins. Watkins over to Rode. Rode against the baseline. Quinlan steals the ball. He's going to take it down. Is he going to score? You bet. Derek Quinlan for two. Score is 64-43. And a timeout is called by the Bulldogs. Derek Quinlan with three straight buckets for the Hounds. Score is 64-43. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from dance like salsa and the Western two-step to arts and crafts such as rug braiding, painting, and t-shirt quilting. The full fall catalog of courses can be found online at kxcv.org or nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Coming off the timeout here, it's going to be Bulldog basketball. Maryville leads 64-43, commanding the final minutes of the third quarter and the start of this fourth quarter. Derek Quinlan putting on yet another show here in the fourth quarter. Two straight threes and some other layups as well. It'll be Bulldog basketball here coming off the break. It'll be Aiden Smith with the ball. Aiden Smith moving the ball over to Busby at the wing. Busby's going to be poked out by Quinlan, but stays with the Bulldogs. 5 minutes and 52 seconds left here in this game. Again, it's a 64-43 lead for Maryville. Over to Busby, who's at the left shoulder. Over to Davidson, moving down on Freeman. Down low to Aiden Smith, inside to Clark Scott, who is... First shot no good, rebounded, but gets fouled on the second attempt, and it goes in. Count the basket. Clark Scott will go to line for one. His shot is no good. Rebounded by Isaiah Watkins. Watkins is going to put up a deep three. No good. Rebounded by the Bulldogs again to Davidson, but swatted away. Inbounded by Clark Scott. Scott is blocked by Colson Freeman. Derek Quinlan down low. An easy layup, and guess who? Derek Quinlan for two. 66-45. Maryville leads. Aiden Smith at the left side. Coming off the screen from Busby. Puts up a tough layup and one. Count the basket. Aiden Smith moves inside on Tate McCollum. We'll go to the line for one. Aiden Smith's free throw is good, making the score 66-48. With 5 minutes and 14 seconds left to play in this game. It'll be Quinlan up to Peyton McCollum. McCollum getting trapped. Over to Davis. Over to Tate McCollum for three. You bet! Tate McCollum for three. 69-48. Maryville leads. Aiden Smith off the screen. His shot is no good. Rebounded by Quinlan. Quinlan over to Colson Freeman. Over to Tate McCollum. McCollum ends around the Delton Davis over to Quinlan on the wing. Quinlan moves over. Over to Colson Freeman. Freeman for three. No good, but rebounded off the hands of Delton Davis. Rebounded by Aiden Smith. Over to Watkins. Watkins storming down the court. A tough look, and it goes. Absorbs the contact from Davis and puts it in the basket. Isaiah Watkins is going to go to line for one. 69-50 is the score here. With 4 minutes and 29 seconds left of play. Checking into the game for the Hounds is Matthew Walter, coming off as Delton Davis. Isaiah Watkins off the line for one. His shot is no good. Derek Quinlan with the ball. Quinlan again with the ball at the top. Over to Walter on the right. Walter moves inside. Easy layup chance, and it rolls in for Matthew Walter. 71-50. Maryville leads. Aiden Smith at the top of the key. He's going to move right. And a foul's going to be called against Tate McCollum, trying to swat that ball away. Aiden Smith at the line for 1-on-1s. His first shot is good. Makes the score 71-51. Maryville. Into the game for the Hounds is Lucas Viertaler. Aiden Smith's second shot is good. Peyton McCollum to inbound the basketball. Up to Matthew Walter. Half-court press again from the Bulldogs. And a push is going to be called against Seth Spencer. It'll be Maryville basketball off the foul. Derek Quinlan inbound the ball for the Hounds. Over to Matthew Walter at the top. Derek Quinlan with the ball is going to take the ball inside. Nice pass to Viertaler. Up to Peyton McCollum for three. No good. Rebound by Matthew Walter. Up to Colson Freeman. Up to Viertaler. Over to Peyton McCollum. McCollum's going to move down the baseline. He's going to fire the ball over. Stolen away by Isaiah Watkins. Watkins moving the ball down. Stolen away by Colson Freeman. He's going to try and find someone to pass it to. And he's going to make the ball its way to Derek Quinlan. He's going to fire it up to Lucas Viertaler. Cannot get the ball, and it's going to be a timeout called by Maryville. We're going to take one with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. Maryville is up 71-52 in this game. We'll be right back after these messages.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. They're located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
We're back here at Maryville High School coming off of the break. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. It is 71-52 Maryville. Peyton McCollum's going to take a nice look. Coming off the inbound. Over to Miles Pointer for three. No good. Rims out. Rebounded by Seth Spencer. Spencer's going to move that ball down really fast. Spencer fires it over to Davidson. Back over to Busby. Busby fakes the three. Back up to Aiden Smith at the top. Smith over to Busby. Busby moving down low. Over to Watkins. Watkins swatted away, but Aiden Smith is right there to save him. Down the baseline is Spencer. And it looks like a foul is going to be called against Maryville. So Seth Spencer is going to go to the line for 1-1. 2 minutes and 41 seconds left to play here in the fourth quarter. Maryville leads 71-52. Seth Spencer at the line for 1-1. His first is no good. Coming into the game for the Hounds is Delton Davis, coming off as Miles Pointer. Spencer's second shot is good. Nobody McCollum with the ball. Over to Walter. Walter up to Veritaler. Down low is Peyton McCollum, who puts up a nice two. Rolls in and one. Count the basket. Peyton McCollum with a nice drive inside. Absorbs contact. Puts it in the basket. McCollum to the line for one. His shot is good. Makes the score 74-53, Maryville. Aiden Smith with the ball. Fires over to Busby on the right wing. Back to Smith. Smith fakes the three. He's going to put a couple moves on Walter. Up to Busby at the top. Busby fakes the three. Trying to break down Delton Davis. Goes inside with the layup. Rolls out. Up to Derek Quinlan. Quinlan with the ball. Quinlan's going to move down low. Nice layup from Derek Quinlan. For two. 76-53. Aiden Smith moving inside. Tries to get the call. No good. Rims out. Rebound Peyton McCollum. Peyton McCollum up to Veritaler. And a timeout from Maryville. Your score, 76-53. Spoofhounds. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball. We'll be right back after these messages.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Back here in Maryville High School for today's Spoofhound game, we have a completely new look for both these teams. Miles Pointer, Titus McKim, Colson Freeman, Dalton Talley, and Weston Talley. Weston Talley with the ball here. He's going to go inside Colson Freeman with the nice rebound, and Colson Freeman goes in for two. It'll be Ben Rode with the ball here for the Bulldogs, going up against Colson Freeman. Fires over to Engel. Engel looking for someone to get open. It's going to be a shot from Blake Pryor, no good, rebounded by Colson Freeman. Colson Freeman with the ball. And it's going to be stolen away by the Bulldogs. Rhodes going to take a three. No good. Rebounded by Dalton Talley. Over to Pointer. Pointer bringing the ball up under a minute here in the game. Maryville looking to seal this victory here tonight. Coming off the loss. Coming in here with a tough win against East Buchanan is exactly what they needed here on this cold week. Over to Colson Freeman. Over to Pointer. Over to Talley for three. Over to Freeman. Top of the key. Freeman spins, puts up a layup, and it goes. With 24 seconds left, looking to just let the clock run out here. Fires it up the court for the Bulldogs. Ty Engel moving the ball inside. Engel's going to put up a three. It goes. Ty Engel for three. And with the clock running down, Maryville's just going to let this one run out. Maryville is going to win tonight's game 80-56. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's game. You've been listening to Bearcat Public Media app. Maryville Spoofhounds win tonight's game 80-56, coming off of the loss. Coming in here at home, getting a nice win against a tough East Buchanan Bulldog team. I'm Jackson Phelps. Don't go anywhere, folks. We do have some post-game content coming to you soon. Just some things to note. Derek Quinlan put on a nice show for the Spoofhounds in tonight's victory. He was able to manage the offense here and get some nice looks. And easy to capitalize a win tonight over a tough East Buchanan team. Both these teams played amazing tonight. And hopeful to see each other again soon for another great matchup. Again, the Maryville Spoofhounds win 80-56. You've been listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be back with some postgame after these messages.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com. And Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Spoofhound football on KXCV Karen W is underwritten by Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling. Services include anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. Additional information at hallelujahcounseling.com. That's HallelujahCounseling.com. counseling.com. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at provisionliving.com and at 660-562-2799. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Welcome back inside Maryville High School following the 80-56 Maryville Spoofhounds win against the East Buchanan Bulldogs. I'm Jackson Phelps. Being able to call this game was an amazing opportunity, and I'm glad for you guys to be able to listen in and join us. Just going to go over some key pointers for tonight's victory. Derek Quinlan for the Spoofhounds put on a show in all four quarters, you know, able to minimize the pressure put on by the Bulldogs, was able to go down the court fast and score, and was a big reason why the Spoofhounds came away with such a big victory as they did. Another reason, just the whole entire, you know, starting five, all the boys, you know, they were able to pass the ball around very fast and just find, you know, stuff off the pick and rolls. Even Derek Quinlan, his favorite thing to do, pick and pop. He comes off the screen, finds himself at the top of the key, and, you know, pops out for a deep three. And he was able to capitalize that. And I think it's just some things to take away from Maryville to keep going as they go past the second half of the basketball season. East Buchanan played amazing. Guys like Isaiah Watkins and Gage Busby, having the height and the skill that they do is going to be something that can carry them along the rest of this season. You know, they came in here 10-2, and now they're 10-3. Still not a bad record for both of these teams, and two of these teams to see in the Class 3, you know, to be able to go far down the playoffs. So both these teams played amazing tonight, and it was a great, great hard-fought battle. Maryville did come out on top of the victory, and it's something that we can all, you know, go to bed happy tonight with. Coming into this week, a lot of us had some snow days up at the university and high school, but, you know, I think we're ready to get back into the swing of things, and Maryville High School boys basketball, you know, showed us why, you know, that it's we're ready to get back. So, again, Maryville wins 80-56. You've been listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps, being able to call this game tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in.